Yo, it's 6:44 a.m. in the morning, and I'm up thinking again like always. This is my very first recording on air. Don't really know what's the first thing I want to talk about. I got so many things running through my head. The John of All Trade Show. Alright, so I guess I want to talk about females. Yep, that old cliche again, right? But this is from a personal standpoint, though. So, a girl gave me her number. As soon as I call, she answered, but hang up on me 7-3 times. I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck with your number for? We could have just been not saying nothing to each other. I could have seen you and you seen me. Hey, how about? And I know the girl from school, from college, of course. Had classes with her. We used to be real tight. I don't understand that about people, though. Is it just me or something? What the fuck? I wasn't even about to ask her for her number in the first place. It was just like, motherfucker, just don't fuck with me or something. Just don't give me your number then. What the fuck? That happened before. It's not going to make you a bad person if you don't talk to a person. It make you an asshole when you get them your number and then they call you and you hang up on your ass. You make it seem like you want to talk to them. I know I'm a little petty about it, but I'm not that type of person to lie about something so dumb like that. That shit makes absolutely no sense to me. If she a nice little pretty girl or whatever like that, I don't really care about that anymore. I care about that, but it's like I'm not trying to be in a relationship with her. Because, you know, people got other things, more important things to do, millions of important things to do in their life than to just focus on talking to, chasing after females and shit. Yes, I used to be thirsty to do that shit. I was like 18 or some shit like that. Oh man, trying to record a little sick or some shit. Nose a little stopped up and shit. In Chicago, man. You know, shit, if y'all know about Chicago, y'all know the weather be fucked up sometimes, but, yeah. This girl, man, and she's like one of those confusing females, like, she had a, alright, so when I first met her, she had a boyfriend and shit, all that. I met her, she was in my class and shit, she just started talking to me. You can tell when a person want to really talk to you because the way they act around you and stuff. So she was nervous and stuff like that. And it was like, she was like how when the guy see a real attractive girl and then he just nervous, just fucking stumbling over his words. That's how she was, but it was me. She was acting like that over and that shit was funny as fuck to me. Like, fuck you, acting like that for me, for I'm broke as hell. Shit. But, yeah, shit, she, long story short, she ended up showing me her cat. A cat, not a, like an actual cat, but you know, figurative speech for cat. And I'm like, damn, she wanna give me some ass. The next thing I know, this bitch ended up talking about, did you think I was gonna have sex with you? What the fuck? Yes. What the fuck do you mean? If you show me your private parts for no reason on your phone more than one time, what the fuck else am I supposed to think? I'm not your damn gynecologist. So, and like, that's why I don't like talking to girls that's a little bit younger than me, man. I had just turned 25. I'm 26 now, but I had just turned 25. She's 23. So I don't like talking to girls younger than me, man. Yo. Alright, this is the second one. I should have said in the first one that I'm in Chicago, Illinois, born and raised on the west side. Fuck you talking about. Now, I'm not like a gangbanger or nothing like that, but I definitely grew up in the city and I understand each side. You're not officially from Chicago until you lived on the east side, the south side, the north side, and west side. So I've been living, you had to live from at least three of those parts to say you're from Chicago. You can't say that you're from one side of this damn city and be like, yeah, I rep Chicago. No, motherfucker. Your ass stayed on that one block for like 10 years. No, I've been damn near lived everywhere. So I be walking. The motherfucker probably pull up on me and be like, oh, what's up, bro? Yeah. But yeah, man, I just got over the, I guess that was the flu or some shit. I ain't go to the doctor, because you know niggas gonna go to the doctor. I took my son to the doctor though. You know, he's still a kid. So I took him to the doctor. But me though, gave him his medicine and shit. But man, when he got healthy, I got sick. Man. When I say that shit was stupid. It's like, it started from my lower back and my spine and went up to my brain and some shit. That shit hurt it like a motherfucker. It felt like somebody was fucking squeezing my spine or some shit. And I wanted to die and shit. I'm all shit. I was rethinking my life and shit. I'm, man, fuck this shit. Damn, I'm sorry, God. I've had my fucking life flash before my eyes. I'm in a sweating and shit. I'm damn near under the covers, man, turning a human torch and shit. Hot as hell. And I'm like, I am not taking medicine. I'm not about to take medicine and shit. So, shit. I ended up taking medicine later on that day because, man, that motherfucking headache was out of there. I ain't throw up or nothing, but that was the best part. I don't get no fuck. Give me that any day. I didn't throw up, so I felt like I did good, shit. Just a headache and a motherfucking back problem, shit. Damn near gotta be in a wheelchair after that shit or something. But that's better than throwing up, because when you throw up, it feel like all your motherfucking organs are about to come out of your mouth and your ass. Because it's like you straining every damn thing at one time, and that shit is painful. But yeah, man. Yeah, I be random as hell sometimes. But man, it be just, man, it's like some things at the doctor. Cause you know Trump them, they just cut off that damn Obamacare. So it's damn. It's like, man, niggas gotta be at the gym every day. You can't get into a fight with nobody that could potentially beat your ass, because they might put you in the hospital and you can't pay for that shit. Recently got my ass fired for Family Dollar. I'm gonna have to tell y'all about that shit on the third one. But, man. Yeah, man. You gotta be careful and shit when you got no health insurance, man. Shit ain't good, man. Don't fuck with no dirty females. You might as well be celibate on this shit. Because, you know, girls be lying and shit. I mean, motherfuckers probably fucking around, guys. 50 diseases on your ass or some shit, man. You just being a thirsty ass nigga, shit. And then I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about other dudes, because I don't be thirsty like that no more. I used to be thirsty when I was a kid. I ain't thirsty no more. The nigga fuck around, be celibate for 5 years on their ass. Like, damn. But yeah, man. The moral of the story is, the best part about getting sick is not throwing up. When you don't throw up, you like a fucking superhero or some shit. Like, that shit is like, how could you get sick and not throw up, though? It's like, that's like one of the prerequisites of some shit, of being sick as hell, especially with the flu. I'm like, man, I got over that shit. My body's strong as fuck.